Most of us, in fact, our cabinet, the transformatory cabinet, we're all in hiding for our life because the repression and the kidnapping and the extrajudiciary killing and it's been going on for quite a while, since the 20s until today. We have over 200 people killed, over 1,000 taken to jail outside of the Janeiro, and many, many people unaccounted for. So it's a very, very difficult situation for anyone who is in the opposition party, simply because the secret services are tracking anyone who's affiliated with Le Transformateur or with any other political parties or civil society that is in the opposition party.
But if all of you in the political opposition have fled the country or are in hiding, then aren't you ceding the whole political process, including the dialogue, to the military junta? Because you will have no input.
You know, look back in history, in the Western world as well as in Africa, many leaders have gone in hiding in order to come back strong. So going in hiding is not a weakness, it's a strategy. We are not afraid of anything, but we need to preserve the life we have in order to continue with the strategy of saving Chad. Regardless of what they will be doing, we are still standing by and waiting for the African Union to see what they will be doing. And then we're waiting for the European Union and the Americans and all the different parties of Chad to take a stand, because we need to know what side this part of the country is standing for. And that will help us decide on which way we need to move forward with our goals, our movement for the moment.
You mentioned October 20th. That was the day of the protest. Amnesty International and even the chair of the African Union have called for an investigation into what took place on that day. What's your comment on that?
I mean, they have the right to call for an international investigation to know exactly what happened. As you can also see, Le Transformateur have also pressed charges at the International Penal Court against all those leaders who are oppressing the people. So, but before even going to the international investigation, there has to be a halt to what is going on. If there is no halt and they are continue to tracking people and continue to killing people, then what will be good for to do an investigation while the killing is still going on? The ruling team right now has to show good faith by stopping all the killing and provide some guarantee to those who don't feel safe for their life.
It seems that maybe the military junta is making headway towards civilian rule.
If they are making head towards civilian rule, then why would they continue to kill people innocently because they protest what the junta has promised and not be able to accomplish? You know, what happened is that after the 20th, they have a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. and they went house per house, and any male that they find in the house, they take him. And we don't know how many they have taken and where they have taken them. Many families as of today are seeking their beloved one that they don't know their whereabouts. And this is not acceptable in this 21st century.
Thank you so much again. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.